to 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Primetime Newsmaker this Friday morning brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 7th of June. This is the first Friday of the month. Three more to go. We have, used up 25% of our June, I think, already. But it is first Friday time, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas. Emporia First Friday is coming up a little later on this evening. Kat, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Doing good. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things at First Friday as we launch into another event here this evening, Kayla?
Things are good. We've got a really great lineup this month, and we're excited to get to 5 o'clock and get going.
All right. So presenting venue, where might that be, Kayla?
Our presenting venue this month is L&L Pets. Jason and Jessica Crum have been big supporters of the Art Walk, so we're excited to highlight them. The featured artist this month is Lexi LeBlanc. She does really great ceramic work. She's an ESU graduate, and she is getting ready to move to Texas. So this will be her last Art Walk, your last chance to purchase some really cool artwork from Lexi.
All right, and that's presenting venue sponsored, it looks like, tonight, huh?
Yep, this Art Walk is sponsored by Mary and Brett Kretzinger. Again, super amazing, longtime supporters of the Art Walk, and we're just proud to have them as a sponsor.
All right. Well, Kat, how many venues do we have this month on the Art Walk?
We have 16 stops this month. Yes.
Well, we better get to it, Kat. Where are we going?
We should. Okay, so make your way down to L&L Pets, of course, and then there's also a stop at 1100 Commercial Street, and it's called the Emerald City, and it's a glass insulation on the street corner that you can stop at and check out by Travis Hitt and get a selfie for sure, because it's really cool. Head on to the Style and see the crochet work of Brooke Ford, and then St. Andrews is going to be a great stop again for this Art Walk. You can get a pet portrait by Emmeline Fuller, which is always super popular. Listen to live music by Eric Murphy. And then grab something delicious to eat from Kiki's Food Truck. The Art Center will be featuring an exhibit from Thomas Cobian called Perspective Retrospective. And they'll also be having a tie-dye party from 5 to 7 p.m. So make the stop there. Sweet Granada will feature young artist Emma Sonnekald and her new prints and original work in a rain theme this one. Mulready's Pub will have the fantastic photography of Dave Liker. Gravel City Roadsters will feature Lexi and Melissa Hosh, and they're a mother-daughter art duo. Trunks Gallery and Gifts will feature me. So, I know, it's so exciting. So I will be hanging out there with my ceramic exhibit. So stop by and say hi. The third space will feature the art of Anisa Rodriguez. The Lyon County History Center will have photos and articles about the 1974 Emporia tornado. It's almost the 50th anniversary of that, so that'll be an interesting stop. The Axe Shed will feature the art of Ashley Burris. Plum Bazaar will be hosting Moon Castro with paintings and charms. The Bourbon Cowboy will have an open mic opportunity, and that will be hosted by Kevin Robbins, and he will also have books available there, so that will be a good stop. Breadman's Bakery will feature ceramic art by Elizabeth Galloway and Esperanza Arvalo. And Breadman's Bakery is a new old stop, so it was Vault, and now it's Breadman's Bakery, so you can get bread there too still. Friends of the Library will be featuring Lindsay Garcia, and she will have books there available. And that's just a slight jog over from Commercial Street onto Mechanic. So just a short stroll. And there you go. There you've art walked.
Robust lineup once again. Emporia Art Walk happening, Kayla mentioned, 5 o'clock. So give us the process here again, Kayla.
Well, you can pick up a passport at any one of those 16 locations. A passport is going to tell you each artist that's being featured and where they're at, and also special discounts that each business is offering to art walkers. So pick one of those up at 5 o'clock, and then you'll just go around and talk to all the artists, get a little stamp on your passport. If you go to the presenting venue, which is L&L Pets, plus 7 different venues, you can be entered into a drawing to win a $100 gift certificate from L&L Pets. That'll get you a lot of cat treats. and then if you go to all 16 venues tonight, you can be entered into a drawing to win a $50 Emporia Main Street gift certificate. You could also use that to buy a whole bunch of cat treats if you want to. You can use it for anything you want. So that's the deal. Everything gets wrapped up at 8 o'clock. And then at 8:30 at Mulready's Pub, we'll do those two drawings for the winners. And we'll have a beverage and kick back and relax and talk about what a great art walk we just had.
Another great art walk. Yeah, amongst all kinds of great art walks we've had in beautiful downtown Emporia. Well, ladies, I appreciate it, and best of luck tonight. Looks like it's going to be a great evening to get out and about and to stop in at all of the 16 venues tonight for the Emporia Art Walk, the June edition. Kat, thanks.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Kayla, good to talk to you.
Good talking to you. Thank you for having us.
Talk to you later. Yeah, Emporia Art Walk is here, Tegan, tonight.
Yeah, always an exciting time there in downtown Emporia. Some great artwork and even better people.